sound. Sheen Anthony's vibe will be found. Turn that dial and you will see a world alive on your frequency. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. From the heart of Philly streets, he brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies, the joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace. You are now tuned in to 11.1 Smooth Jazz Radio. I am your host, Sheen Anthony. Grand Robin. Y'all remember back in the day when 99-2000, they was KYW. And that's how I'm feeling right about now. But Grand Rising, y'all, I just wanted to bring some affirmations to the start of the day. Once again, I'm Sheen Anthony, the multidimensional creative being. And with that being said, the message is there is nothing that you cannot do, there's nothing you cannot be, and there's nothing you cannot have. Why? Because you're the creator of your reality. What does it mean to be the creator of your reality? Well, it means affirming yourself, grounding who you are, and giving yourself grace. You know, you have the ability to create things, but you also have the ability to make mistakes. And that's such a great thing to go through. And why is that, you may ask? Because mistakes are going to help you become better, the greatest version of yourself, because you need to know what you're not going to do anymore and what you want to continue to do. But the only way to know that is to do it. So let this moment just affirm you. And let's step into a groundedness of breath, because that is a little bit of what I want to talk about a little later on, is the importance of breath. Usually you don't realize the importance of breath until you really need it. So in this moment, as we need it every single day, let's ground ourselves. I'm going to share two tips with you. One tip is placing your left hand on your heart, placing your right hand on your gut, and allowing yourself to be present, feeling your heartbeat. And then as you breathe, your stomach should be filling up like a balloon. Another thing that I feel like will help you bring presence into your body will be affirming. As you inhale, you are allowing yourself to receive what is serving you. So you fill in the blank. And as you exhale, you are allowing yourself to let go or release what no longer serves you. So you also fill in the blank. So let's take 1 minute to just affirm that energy. Deep inhale. As I inhale, I am allowing myself to receive abundance, love, and grace. And as I exhale, I am allowing myself to let go of fear, self-doubt, and anxiety. May any energy that does not belong to us be transmuted and alchemized in love. So it shall be immediately and abundantly. Ashe. So, let's go on to the purpose on why I brought up the importance of breath. As I said earlier, you usually don't realize how important that breath is until you get to the point of when it's about to be snatched away from you. And I had an experience October 8th of 2023 where my breath was snatched. When I tell you, I have never experienced nothing like that in a day of my life. But I'm so grateful for it. As I said, mistakes must happen. So that way you can know what you're not gonna do no more. And one thing that I'm not gonna do no more is get close to no god doggone waterfall. At least not that close, because I had kissed it, okay? You know that song? Don't go chasing waterfalls, cause if you get too close, then it will start to drown you. Yeah, that song. Yeah, that's when I realized. And that experience really opened up my eyes to not only know the importance of my breath, but the importance of life. If y'all ever heard that meaning, or that saying, that life is meaningless, I genuinely didn't know, like, what that meant. I didn't actually like that quote at first. And then I realized that life is meaningless because it is made up of the meaning that you place within it. So my life is now meaningful because of that experience. Because as I was underneath that waterfall, let me just break it down for you real quick. So a couple of things that happened. I lost a couple of things along this journey. So probably about 2 weeks in onto the trip, I've already got $500 stolen out of my wallet. I was pickpocketed. They some good pickpockets out there. So if y'all go to Ecuador, note to self, put your wallet in your drawers. Now, second thing, I lost my blood, on the hike up to the, mountain. We were literally going up a mountain to get to the waterfall. So we had to climb through this, like, little opening, and above the little opening was some barbed wire. So there I was, you know, crouching down. And if you know me, you know I'm a long body, tall being. And there I was climbing underneath this little spot to go through. And my foot slipped on the dirt and I slid down and my pinky got stabbed by the barbed wire. Next thing you know, I was leaking. And then the nice woman said, "Oh my God, I'm so glad that you didn't fall down anymore. You would have fell down the end of the mountain." I'm like, oh. Now just tell me that I was just about to go to my doom. So we persisted on, went up the mountain, went down the mountain, came by these little rocks, went through this little stream and everything. I felt like we was on Dora the Explorer. And when we got there, the water was so cold. Everyone was very free and liberated within trusting, you know, the confidence within their body. So everybody was just, you know, butterball naked, enjoying themselves. And, you know, I just chose to join in for the first time because I was just like, well, it makes sense that my clothes should be dry when I come on out. And I went in there and I felt like I was a newborn baby being reborn. Truly felt like I was being reborn when I went over there to see how deep the water was. So I felt like cold plunges was, you know, to reassess within the body. But I realized that I needed a different type of reassessment. So I was leaning over to see how deep the water was. And as soon as I leaned over there, the water got up to my shoulders, and I was like, you know what, maybe I should turn around. And my hand slipped off the rock, and next thing you know, I went doo-doo, went right underneath the water one time. I said, oh, okay, well, it's definitely time to get back to the shore now. And I went doo-doo right under the water again, and then I was like, okay, child, let me just start to, you know, try to get over. And all of a sudden, that's when I realized apparently waterfalls create vortexes, or like a portal or a black hole or whatever is creating in the water, because apparently it pulls you over there. So now it feels like it's the weight of three men pushing me down into the waterfall, like in under the water. And that's when I realized I had two thoughts. My first thought was, this water tastes good. And then the second thought was, you about to die. So I realized that my life had more meaning than I even placed with it in that moment. So what got me out of the water was thinking about not only the things and people that I'm meant to be able to support, but also what my life means to other people. So even if I wasn't affirming my life in that moment, that I had more purpose to live, I was thinking, like, is this it? Like, is this it? Like, this the moment that I'm supposed to go? Like this? And nobody know what, that I'm here and everything? I'm like, this house? And I'm like, no, it can't be. And then I just had this flash of, like, all the people that I know in Philly and that I'm supporting, and people that, you know, really have love for me and really want to support me. And I'm like, dang, this is not the way I'm supposed to go. So I got all the strength to get out of that spot. And one thing I also want to affirm, like I said, is nothing you cannot be, do, or have. You may not be a track star, but you gonna run if you need to get away from some danger, okay? So you may not be the Olympic medalist swimmer, but I was swimming that day. I got out of that spot. So yes, I just wanted to share with y'all, and I was congratulated with a mango right after that too. And I wanted to share that experience with y'all because I really believe that it helped me know that life can have more purpose. So it is what you make of it. You should allow yourself to add more meaning and have more faith in your journey because your experiences are all interconnected. So, three questions I want to leave you with. Have you ever experienced a moment of profound loss or challenge that forced you to reevaluate your life? Second question is, what lessons have you learned from your difficult experiences? And the last question, how do you find peace and gratitude in the midst of life's storms? So yeah, my family, I wanted to leave you with these things because I believe that we should bring more gratitude into who we are, who we're becoming, and every single moment of life. You deserve to bring joy into who you are because it's your life. And life is meant to be lived. So, we're going to come in for a little close. Affirming, I am loved. I am secure. I am safe. I am abundant. I am divinely connected. I am divinely connected. I am divinely connected. That has to be focused on right now. And I am divinely protected. So shall it be immediately and abundantly. Ashe. I am your host, Sheen Anthony. And we would love to see you again every Monday rising at 10 a.m. Peace and abundance.
Sheen Anthony Show.